Reformed Church.
During pre-service, I was sharing with the team about, I'm not going to go into it all right now, but maybe a different aspect of that, but about a high diver, right, on a platform, very well able, completely able, right, to do it, to jump off and to hit his mark every single time, right? But for whatever reason, everybody's watching him, screaming stuff at him, and he's all distracted, walking around, right? It could be fear, it could be whatever is keeping him from doing it, but like all he has to do is do what he always does, walk to the edge, jump. Nothing's in his way. He's not tied to anything, right? And we were sharing a lot of that during pre-service. And Miss Lindsay, just, you know, the things that she has been praying, it just kept bringing it up over and over again. And, you know, I felt like very akin to Joshua and Caleb, you know, and I felt the same exact way. Like, you're trying to tell people, like, come on, like, let's just go. Like, what are we waiting for? Like, we're completely well able to. Like, even if looking at the people that are here, like right now, like we're all filled with the Spirit of the Living God on the inside of us, right? We have all the ability, the power of heaven. Like, what the heck are we waiting for? Like, let's go. Like, you know, and but oh no, you know, like because we're distracted with, you know, well, I got to do this, and, you know, and I'm very popular in these circles, and, you know, but no, but, you know, I'm dating somebody right now, you know, I'm in a relationship, or I'm getting married. Like, you read this stuff in the Bible, and you think, like, that wouldn't be me. Like, I wouldn't tell somebody telling me to go with them to follow Jesus that, oh, that I have to go tend to some business before I go follow you, right? But Or that if it was me, I would not have been one of those to tell Joshua and Caleb, you know, that I'm scared of giants. Like, I would have went right up to them and said, yeah, come on, let's go. But, like, we have that opportunity, like, right now. What in the heck are we waiting for? Like, I don't even know, like, how to express to you. Like, I want to yell so loud, you have no idea how loud I want to speak right now. But it's like, what are we waiting for? Why don't we just go do it? Like, we're so caught up in our day-to-day stuff, and it's like, what are we waiting for? Some people are waiting to get older. Some people are waiting to feel younger. Some people are waiting to be married. Some people are waiting, right? I'm like, when are we going to stop waiting, walk to the edge, and jump, right? You have all of the power you need. Like, I just feel like, just hear them, like, inside of me right now, just telling me, like, you all got everything. I have given you every single thing that you need. What are you waiting for? Right? Like, you have everything. You don't have to ask nobody for nothing. You don't need nothing that you need to borrow. You don't need nothing. Why don't we just jump? And if you want to know what it feels like to jump, like, what does that practically look like? Because it may seem a bit metaphorical. Real easy verse for you, right? Galatians 5:25 says, if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. If you're waiting, you're living in the Spirit, but you haven't taken a single step yet. Or maybe you took two little baby steps and you fell down and now you're scared, right? Woe is us, right? Like, you live already. The life that you have right now, you have it by the Spirit of the living God. He's living in you right now, right? He is saying in that verse the same thing I'm telling you right now, right? You already got me. Why don't you start walking, right? It's like a little baby. Like, sometimes, like, you feel like little babies, they got the legs to walk, and they're strong enough already. But they don't want to let go of something, and they're so afraid. Like, go, walk, right? I mean, and I get it. You know, we need to be, we need to be patient with one another, right? But sometimes, right, you know, there's such a thing as just, you know, people growing and all that stuff. Awesome. You have to go with people where they're at. And sometimes you're looking at a bunch of mature people and you're saying, let's go. What the heck are we waiting for? Like, I don't even know what we're waiting for, but let's go, right? If you were talking to little babies, then you talk to babies like babies, but I feel like, you guys, can you hear Paul in your head? Like, the Lord speaking through Paul to these people and saying to them, by now you all ought to be teachers, but I have to speak to you like little children because you don't move. You're afraid to walk, right? Like, I hear them in my head. It's all of those little things saying, and I'm not saying at all that the Lord is calling us little children, right? We have learned and we have grown, but everything I'm saying to you, I am taking 150,000% for myself. I don't know what the heck I'm waiting for. Let's go, right? Let's just go, right? Let's take over the whole world with the gospel. Let's go. Let's go. Jesus did it with 12. Let's just go and let's just do it, right? Let's just do it. And you can think right now, try to come up with some excuse in your head, but it ain't going to work because there is no excuse because there is nothing there. I'll stop with this, but it was just a little funny thing because I can't escape. I was watching it years ago. There was this old sitcom, and there's a thing in it where the mother is so upset with her children because they're rambunctious, and they're making a lot of noise and hitting each other and being disobedient. And she comes down from upstairs after having scolded them, and she's not even a Spanish woman. She's a black lady, and she's talking in Spanish. And he says, these stinking kids, and the husband is, he just came home from work, and he's looking at his wife, just talking to no one, right? And he says to her, honey, he says, there's no one there. Like, who are you talking to? There's nobody there, right? And it's like, I would pray with all my heart, and I will stop here, right? That if we could just think about that thought for a second, what exactly do you think is in front of you, right? One of the things that Miss Lindsay said is, I forget what song it was, right? But it's like, nothing can stop the Lord. Like, nothing's hindering him. But think about that a second, though. The God of the universe lives on the inside of you, right? Please don't tell me the devil. Because the devil is the scum of the earth. There is not one thing that he can do to stand in the way of you and God. That is a misnomer. That is a child's fable. It is not the devil, right? It ain't him standing in your way, right? So if it's not him, and it sure as heck is not human beings of the world, right? So if it's not the two of them, who is it, right? Because if God is for you, who in the world is exactly against you that you think has the power to be your foe, right? If because God is saying, I'm for you, let's go. I hear Pastor Jose saying, let's go. Come on, let's go. So who is it? Who is it who is standing in front of you that is blocking your path? There is nothing there. Nothing. There is nothing there. Nothing. It doesn't matter what you say. Oh, it's my physical ailment. There is nothing there. There is nothing there. It is a lie. There's nothing blocking your path, right? Nothing there. And I tell you, if we could hear that and know that, you know, you may be stuck in your little land of popularity and you're, you know, I'm just growing and I'm getting along and I'm just getting ahead in my job and I'm just starting to make money. You can get caught up in whatever the earthly junk you want to talk about. But the reality is there's nobody there. And if you think getting caught up in this world where everything that you're touching and working for is going to burn, go ahead and spend your time doing that. But I am not staying put, right? We're going. And we don't want to bring people kicking and screaming. So it would be better for us all to all go together, right? But it is so awesome to see the maturity level just in the people that are here. We are so well able to go, right? We're so well able. We've been able, right? So great. The Lord has done what he's needed to do. Obviously, I know that he's not done with us, but believe me, for the task at hand, for that which is right before us, right, we are well able. I'm not saying that Joshua and Caleb and the people of Israel were able in their heart and mind, they were ready to take it all. Of course, they were well able to do it all. But maybe they weren't ready yet, right, to conquer the world. But God wasn't asking them at that precise moment to conquer the world. He was just saying, go in and take that land, right? So, and I understand the symbolism of that is bigger than what they were doing. But the thing is, they were well able to do what God was calling them to do. Otherwise, he wouldn't have told them to do it, right? We are really well able to do what we have to do, right? We just have to get our mind out of wherever it is, walk up the ladder, go to the end of the platform, and just jump, right? I will tell you this. My brother, last story, sorry. My brother, we went to, I forget the amusement park that it was, went with him, and they have this, it's not even a ride. It's just literally a rock with no railing and 2 feet marks. And you walk up to the end of it, and you just jump into water. It's like way down there. You just jump. And I don't know what it was. I don't remember the part. But the thing is, you know, I'm like, there is no way that I'm like doing that. Like, that's not even funny. Like, why would I jump off a perfectly good platform and just do that? Like, and I'm thinking about all of these reasons why I would not do it. But my brother, he's very different in those aspects. You know, he's very daring. He's what? Shoop, and he just jumps, right? So, and you know what? I don't know if I'm remembering wrong, but the story sounds good to me right now, and it could be totally not true, and it just fits the occasion. But he's very much like that. So, but that is honestly, I'm not saying, you know, that carelessness, right? But when you know what we know, and you have what we have, then there really is nothing stopping you from doing it. It doesn't even need to be fear, right? Because really, and worry and care, because that's just a lack of something that you're forgetting, right? Or short-sightedness on our part, right? But anyway, I don't know how encouraging that sounded to you, but I tell you what, it encouraged the heck out of me just thinking it, even as I was saying it, to know, you know what, Lord, thank God that there is nothing in front of me, nothing blocking my way. I am well able to do it, Lord, and I'm just going to go. I'm just going to go with you, right? I'm diving in just with all of it, right? No holds barred, not holding anything back. Just go headlong into it and let the world get caught up with the world, but I'm doing this. And then the last thing with that is there is a little bit of importance that I have to give to certain things in my day, right? Certain little bits and pockets of importance that I have to give an attention to things. But after those things get the attention that they need, that's it. I'm tired of giving things attention, right? More attention than that thing deserves, right? More attention than that thing deserves. Your job pays you to do something. Do it and be done with it. You get paid for something. Do it and be done with it. You don't have to meditate on that stuff all day long afterwards. Do it and done, and let your mind go where it needs to go, right? Let's go, right? Do what you got to do. Do it with excellence, but then be done with it, right? I keep telling you it's the last thing that I'm going to say, but how much tent making do you ever really, I know some of you heard me say this already, but how much tent making do you really hear Paul talk about in Scripture? I mean, really, how much, right? A little bit? Like, you barely find out, if you haven't read the Bible from cover to cover, that he even made tents, right? You know, he was an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, but he had a job like you and me. He needed money. He needed to eat like you and me. He went to the bathroom like you and me. But what came out of his life was an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ by the glory and grace of God, right? That is what we need to be known as, right? The children of God, not Dr. So-and-so, right? You get paid to do a job, do it and be done with it, and then keep going. Right? Don't let things wrap you around their finger and tangle you up in a web that you can't get out of, right? Seemingly. Obviously you can, but get you all tangled up where you feel like you're like some helpless little nothing, right? Just tell the things around you, you know what? Get off. Get off of me, right? Work doesn't have to be on you. The devil's not on your back. Your job's not on your back. Your sickness isn't on your back. There is nothing on your back. Just tell it to get off and then keep walking, right? Tell it to get off and keep walking, right?
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.